flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
A Bigfoot murdered 3 guys on a dope farm.
The maid of honor hit the bottle hard and almost hit the best man with his own car.
Are there guys who kick with both legs?
Here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And I think first time in a while, we go to Canada. America's hat.
An international, well, future part of America.
Yeah. America North.
It's Trump's America now.
That's right.
We're future taking part over. Of America. We want the Maritimes. We want Western Canada.
Yeah.
We want Nunavut all the way up on
all
top. We want the whole thing.
We're taking it all.
An international madness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
So weather has been a major topic lately. It's so cold out there, Jones. It was like 3 degrees, I think, this morning on the old car.
Chilly out there.
Real cold. We just got a little bit of snow yesterday. So people are always talking about weather, and there might be some new ways to predict the weather.
Okay.
Here's one band, and here's the second band.
It's not your average weather forecast.
All right, so how do you think this gentleman determines or predicts the weather?
AI. AI's hot in the streets now. AI would be a good way to do it.
Yeah.
They can take over. Build yourself.
AI in Canada?
No, I think so. I think so.
It's made its way up there.
I think they created BlackBerry up there. Like, well, yeah, what
I saw that movie.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, it was. It was pretty good. Huh. Yeah, Dennis was in it. He's like one of the main guys.
You know what? I knew we talked about
it
this
It was actually
before.
Pretty
yes,
good.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, so
I was never in on the BlackBerry.
They're not tech savvy in Canada, Nick. No. That's very close-minded. It's not very woke of you.
How dare you?
Yeah, seriously, how dare
you?
That's
where Pam Anderson and Jim Carrey are from.
Okay, I didn't say it wasn't where people were from.
you looked down your nose.
Oh,
at it, though,
you never heard of Mario Lemieux? All right, so let's see. Let's find out how this guy's predicting the weather.
This one's going to take a little bit of work to sort out what's going on.
But Jeff Woodward thinks these pig spleens could hold the secret to...
Pig spleens.
Pig spleens, so not AI.
No, in a different direction.
Okay, interesting.
He has the spleens of pigs.
Okay.
And he's got them on a table. And he's kind of like spreading them all out, and he's trying to use the patterns of the pig spleens
to predict the weather.
Yeah. You don't need a spleen to live. I had a guy I played football with in high school. I had to get his spleen removed. He got popped pretty good.
You don't need it?
No, you don't need a spleen. It's like an appendix. You don't need a spleen.
Really?
I think you might be more at risk of certain things,
I'd
but
imagine.
You don't need to have a spleen.
So you don't need an appendix or tonsils.
So these pigs might be fine for all I know.
Wisdom teeth.
Yeah, get rid of all those things.
The pigs are just fine running around there just using
the spleen. It's like, hey, we got no spleens. We're good.
Okay.
They don't need one.
I'm going to need more info on
how
this
works.
Yeah,
my buddy got it right out.
No kidding.
No spleen. Huh.
What's going on?
But Jeff Woodward thinks these pig spleens could hold the secret to what weather is in store.
So just put it on the cardboard and try to spread it out as much as you can.
He takes the spleens and spreads their fat to get an average six-month temperature and precipitation forecast.
Not bad. So you get half a year's worth of rain, snow, sleet, that kind of thing. It is a messy ordeal.
It predicts sleet?
Yeah. Nice. Precipitation. It's all under that umbrella.
Good.
No pun intended. And so, yeah, he just takes... And they're showing this guy.
Uh-huh.
He's just very comfortable handling the spleens and just all over the place.
It's
just,
like a scene out of Dexter in there? Is that kind of what it looks like? Plastic on the floor. Gloves up above his elbow.
Yeah, it does. It, okay. Yeah, hacksaw. Yeah. Like, it does look a lot like a scene out of Dexter.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
That's good.
But... You want to know in 3 months what the weather's going to be, don't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I would like to know. Yeah.
This guy's got it.
If he's good at it.
He is great at it.
Okay.
It's a tradition dating back hundreds of years to his Swedish ancestors who brought it to Canada.
The neighbors would come. They were all sort of old Scandinavian guys. So they'd look at the spleen and they'd sort of do a prediction based on that. And they sort of did it in tongue-in-cheek kind of thing.
It shows a lot of fatty deposits.
So now we're going to go to his, I believe it's his father, who really put this thing on the map, and I do not think is looking at it tongue-in-cheek. I think this guy thinks this is the real deal.
Okay.
On how to get the weather.
It shows a lot of fatty deposits on the back of it, which tells me rain.
Oh, okay. Fatty deposits tells you rain? Okay, good. This is what I need info on how to read it. Yeah.
So you just grab a spleen if you can. You just put it on the desk in front of you. You kind of manipulate it with your hands a little bit. And then if you see a fatty deposit, rain. It could be rain.
When, though?
Well, yeah, that's why you have a pencil. And then you kind of draw it out and you're like, next 6 months.
So even if I could identify the rain, I'd have a problem identifying.
You would.
Yeah.
These guys would not be able to.
All right, good. Good.
But it was his uncle, Gus Wickstrom.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sorry. Not his father. His uncle, Gus Wickstrom.
Yeah.
Yeah, who got to the bottom of this. He's like the Canadian Al Caprillion, basically.
Yeah, but like Farmer's Almanac style.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
It was more Farmer's Almanac.
But it was
Almanac.
His uncle, Gus Wickstrom, who gave the practice international attention. His stunning accuracy making him famous.
He predicted a snowfall, and I don't remember the year, a snowfall in June that was sort of really far out, and it actually happened, and that's sort of what I think got a lot of attention 1 year, and he just kept on doing it.
Huh.
June snow, you were like, this guy's a maniac. What is he, messing around with spleens? Nailed it.
It's Canada, though. We're thinking about it in a Boston.
Yeah, yeah, right.
We're thinking about it with a Boston brain.
True.
Does it not snow all the time in June in Canada? I feel like it probably does.
Oh. Okay, well, either way, he picked it.
Yeah.
He kind of nailed it. The other guys didn't have it.
How impressive is that?
Yeah, you just always say it's going to snow, and you're bound to have
snow
it.
Snow in Canada in June. That sounds like something that probably happens routinely.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Of course, no accurate forecast would be complete without a quick taste test.
You wrap it around.
So then they show this guy biting the uncooked spleens. He now looks like one of the bushwhackers from wrestling. He's holding out this giant spleen. It almost looks like a giant piece of uncooked bacon. And he's he's got it in his mouth.
Okay.
He starts wrapping it around his head.
Yeah.
Like, no joke, just like putting it on there. Because he says there's another use for it.
Okay.
You wrap it around on your head.
Wickstrom even claimed the spleens could cure baldness.
Well, now,
now
we're talking.
If you're bald,
advertise
pick the weather.
Advertise here at WEES.
Slap it on your head.
Yeah.
Grow hair the next day.
Yeah, wow, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So he had like a ton of spleens on his head.
How is his hair looking?
He was bald as hell.
Wait, was he really?
Yeah, he's incredibly bald. Yeah. You know, a little on the sides, but no, he was real bald.
Okay, yeah. But imagine without the spleens, probably nothing on the
probably
side.
Probably even less.
Yeah, okay. Good point. Yeah. Good point.
And spur romance.
And when you eat it, after a short spell, it acts like Viagra.
Okay.
Also works down there.
All right.
It's a catch-all.
Well,
Jones, it predicts the weather.
Remember when I said this guy maybe would advertise at WEI? I definitely should. Hair and?
One-stop shop. You want to fix down there and up there? Get us pig spleen.
Whoever is this in the Twitch chat? Patriots, NFL 1. Maybe we don't want Canada.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
These guys are up to?
Yeah, maybe.
Just hanging out with pig spleens?
Biden had it right. Canada, you stay in Canada. We don't need you. Not after this.
If this thing could pick some winners for me on game day, that's all I need. If it just gives me some betting tips.
I bet it could. How do you read the spleen?
He's not doing it for you.
Look for the fatty deposits.
No, it's not.
Look for the fatty deposits, and you're like, Commanders.
It's going to rain, obviously. And Commanders are getting the points.
Woodward isn't too sure about those qualities. His focus is on carrying out the tradition after his Uncle Gus's death in 2007.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
How he died, I'm sure, is another whole entire story.
Yeah.
Those were old clips of him talking about how it's going to grow your hair and also give you an erection. But the nephew's like, let's just focus on the weather part of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go down this whole road. I bet, not to go too far afield, I wonder if he made some false promises to people.
Yeah.
And now he's not going to be coming to dinner.
Well, it's, you know, we call it a snake oil salesman here in the States, but in Canada they call it a pig's plane salesman.
You think the Mounties were after him?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as for the forecast?
Relatively snowy first part of the winter with a cool and long springtime. Okay. That's the general gist of it.
So every year?
Yeah.
Snow in the winter and a cool spring.
Well, pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he had it.
And he has plenty of piggy prognosticators in waiting.
My son is interested.
Oh, no.
I have a cousin in Saskatoon that's interested.
Oh.
And some other relatives that do have an interest in it.
They're interested in the weather part or those other two things? There's a big difference, my man. We want to double check what these guys are really interested in.
Woodward says some think this form of prediction will only work when pigs fly, but he still enjoys preparing a tender forecast, knowing Uncle Gus is watching closely. Ethan Williams, CBC News, Regina.
Watching from the big pig spleen in the sky.
From where is he?
Oops, hold on, look.
Where was he again?
I did catch that.
Regina. Regina.
No word on it, but pig spleen will help that.
No.
No.
Do the best you can navigating that on your own.
Good job by the CBC News there.
They did. They did a really nice job covering that story, predicting the weather for the next 6 weeks, kind of teasing us with some of the other abilities of the pig spleen.
Nah, I don't want to make any promises on any of that other stuff, but wow, good work. Okay.
Regina.
All right, that was a serious news broadcast.
And when you eat it,
how dare you?
After a short spell, it acts like Viagra.
After a short spell. Thank you very much. There you go. Pig spleens.
Okay. Well, that's the madness each and every week here on Jones and Keefe.